To say that local providers are scrambling might be an understatement. With the writing on the wall that Singer would be closing, officials began formulating plans on how best to serve patients who would otherwise rely on the facility. The deadline is fast approaching, and people like Phil Eaton are working feverishly to make sure there's a safety net in place when Singer shuts its doors October 31st. Eaton is CEO of the Rosecrans Health Network, a nonprofit that specializes in substance abuse treatment. Rosecrans recently developed a mental health division and is at the center of plans to ensure that local residents have a place to turn to in the event of a psychiatric crisis.
The two major foundational pieces of the next steps, one is a community crisis triage center, and the other piece is connected to that would be a more robust system of crisis residential beds.
The triage center will be located in downtown Rockford. Rosecrans is renovating office space to be used for patient care. Eaton says it will not be your typical setting.
One of the goals is to try to find a more comfortable or establish a more comfortable, accepting environment that someone can stabilize in. And that will be part and parcel of our triage center.
The type of atmosphere Eaton is describing fits in with the state's desire to focus more on community-based care. Officials in Springfield say that played a key role in their decision to close Singer and that it's not just about saving money. In addition to getting the triage center up and running by next month, Eaton says they're still trying to find a location for the extra crisis beds provided by his organization. Rosecrans is one of nearly a dozen providers in Northwest Illinois awarded smaller contracts by the state to replace the services offered by Singer. Robin Garvey is with the Northern Illinois chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says there's mixed feelings about the process and the deadline the local community is trying to meet.
We wish that Singer would remain open a bit longer, just as a backup, so that we have a little bit of time to transition from one system to another. In the absence of that, we don't have very much time before to find out if this is going to work as they think it will.
Garvey's organization isn't taking a stance on the closing of Singer. She says avoiding psychiatric hospitalization is always a good thing because she says it can be traumatic for the person being admitted. But she says there's lingering concern about the fact that once Singer closes, there won't be a state facility within 45 minutes of the Rockford area for extreme cases.
We are very concerned that there will be some people who fall through the cracks in the absence of a place like Singer that will take people who are difficult to place, people whose illness has caused them to behave in ways that are difficult to manage in a community hospital setting.
And Garvey says that means those in need of state psychiatric care will have to be transferred to hospitals in Elgin or Chicago. With the closing of the Tinley Park Hospital, advocates say that creates concerns about the availability of beds. There are also concerns that given its history of falling behind on payments, the state will be slow in providing funding under the new contracts. A spokeswoman for the Illinois Department of Human Services confirms that court-ordered patients will have to be sent out of the area, but she stresses the overall level of care in the community will improve, with the goal of creating less dependency on institutional-based care. In other parts of the region, preparations are being made to move on without Singer. In Rock Island, there's the Robert Young Center for Mental Health, which is part of a larger health system. Dave Dieper is the center's director. He says they received extra funding to beef up crisis intervention services in their emergency department. Dieper says while they've become less reliant on Singer, they are looking forward to getting extra resources.
We only sent 26 last year. However, those 26 patients were very combative and really create or exacerbate an environment on our psychiatric unit that can be extremely disruptive.
As for the Rockford area, Rosecrans officials say they plan to have their expanded services up and running by next month's deadline. But they say the real test will come over the next 6 to 12 months when they can get a sense of what's working and what isn't working under the new system. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.